This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. No need to worry. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Listen to the program of a young man that's doing great works. And many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in the home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerable amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember, right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now. Call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now, here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
Come on, church. Church, we need a miracle.
And may the Lord bless and keep my father's children for as far as my voice can be heard. Once again, my friends, this is Reverend Gregory right here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, my friends, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there is no failure in God if you have just that faith, my friends. Just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Yes, you right now that with your backs against the wall, you right now that have that court case pending, you, my friends, that have that sickness in your body, you right now, my friends, that are dealing with enemies, natural or unnatural. Some right now would love to know how to dress around their home to receive peace in that home, for all types of things are going on. Some right now have situations that they never dreamed that they would have to deal with in their entire life. Some right now, my friends, have trouble with enemies throwing that stone, putting that stumbling block just where you plan to walk. And you yourself are praying daily on turning these problems around. Telephone number, my friends, 404-212-2444. Yes, you with that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, you with that problem with your diabetes, you, my friends, that have headaches all the time, that heart condition, my friends, some right now have swelling in that body like they'd never had before. As I've told many and many and many and many a moon all through these broadcasts, all through the years, there used to be someone on the farm back in the days that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back into that home and clean it, put it in that water, boil it, steeping for half the day. Many of you know when you go towards grandma's pot, you end up with a sore on the back of your hand because she'll hit you with that spoon. You touch that pot. Boil it, steep it, and strain it so that they can go back into the fields the next day without that pain in that body, being able to move around and finish the next day, thanking God that they're here today. Yes, friends, no matter what you're facing, no matter how long you've been turning your situation around or turning around up and down the highway trying to turn things around, I'm asking you not to give up, friends. I'm asking you to pray it away. I'm asking you to pray over every situation that you're facing, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. This is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package. Oh, my God, I'm going to send you back a bottle of that Master Stroke Oil, a prayer cloth, and a cross. Yes, you that are going through those court cases, I'll send you that guardian angel to keep with you. Oh, my God. Telephone number, my friends, 404-212-2444. Some say, Rev, I got Hanks in my home. What can I do? Write that telephone number down, my friends. When you call, my friends, I'll be here with you, you, and especially you throughout the day, asking you that not to give up. Oh, my God. And to pray, help you pray that problem away. Again, telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. Again, that's 404-212-2444. And I know, my friends, that you'll be glad that you did. For God is God, can, and there is no failure in God if you have just that faith, my friends, of a grain of mustard seed. Oh, my God. Now, those of you that are writing, friends, get your pencils and your paper ready. Write down the mailing address, my friends. Write it down. I'm going to be here asking you, my friends, not to give up, for there is no failure in God. Again, that's 404-212-2444. Oh, my God. Again, friends, no matter what you're facing, no matter how long, my friends, in your spirit and your heart, and you know that that situation should be turned around, write it down. Again, 404-212-2444. And I know, my friends, that you'll be glad that you did.
Listen to the broadcast that Sunday.
Yes, sir. I'm telling you. Now, it was me and my daughter was coming on, and I had the radio on, and I was in your medicine over the radio, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I said, well, Lord, I said, I like this here, and I turned it up a little bit louder, you know, in my car. People were looking at me mighty strange when I, you know, stopped at the red light.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to be honest with you, Reverend, that God had lifted me up. I woke up, you know,
mm-hmm.
Sunday morning feeling wonderful.
Uh-huh.
But God had lifted me up when he sucked you to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was praising him. All at the same time when I was driving the car, my eyes were full of tears, but he still would lead me on.
Uh-huh.
Well, one thing about it that I've been praying for so long for him to send me somebody that can help my wife, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been praying, but I haven't give up. I said, well, Lord's going to answer my prayers one day.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent you to me.
Well, I'm glad because
I thank God for that. I really do.
Because when you called, you didn't know what to do because it's been going on for so long.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, so long too, because my mother and my father were living then when that happened to her and all.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother told me, said, "Well, bro, it's something wrong." She says, "That's not no eczema." Says something
mm-hmm.
wrong. And my mother told me about it. And then some other people were telling me about it, other ministers and all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But see, because we went to different churches and all.
To try to get her healed.
Right, uh-huh. And even this doctor down here, she go to a private doctor that he was a foreign doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, Rev, I'm going to be honest with you. She told me that he didn't hardly want to touch your hands or nothing like that.
Hmm.
No, uh-uh. he kept telling, said, "Well, honey," he said, "Well, I can't do nothing for you."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Lord have mercy." And then she went to another doctor, you know, a white doctor. He giving her medicine and all stuff like that. I said, "That ain't doing you no good."
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was doing any good, Reb and Beyonce,
you'd see it.
She done spent over $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Way over $1,000 going back and forth to that doctor. It didn't, hadn't did it no good.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I'll tell you one thing.
What's that?
You have, though. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir.
I knew, you know, when I told you to do it that night before you even met me, I just told you the first thing to do is make sure she do that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, you know, I see the difference in her skin, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's,
she was, honey, look at my hands and all.
Mm-hmm.
I said, thank God. I said, you ought to give God praise now.
Because it was really blistering.
Man, I'm telling you, and that swole up, Reb.
Uh-huh.
And that swole up like they're going to bust.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Man, I tell you the truth, I'm telling you the goddamn truth. I have never in my life have went through with someone like that before. She used to wake up at night, hollering with her hands and all.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I'm telling you, it got so heavy on me.
Mm-hmm.
It got so heavy on me. Sometimes I just get up and walk the floor. And it's cried to the good Lord to heal her, to send someone, you know.
Now, can I record this?
Yes, sir.
If anybody asked you, what would you tell them? Just that the skin, that if you call for a prayer prosperity package, it will work?
Oh, yes, sir. It sure will work. Yes, sir, it sure will.
All right,
yes, sir, because I tell you, God know I have been asking him. I mean, that's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
See, because my mother, she passed away.
Oh, my God. Now, my friends, I'm asking you today, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, not to put off for today what you can work on today. For tomorrow. Don't put it off for tomorrow, for today. Phone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-O-Y, P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Our time is drawing down, my friends. Write that telephone number down. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages, whether it's for your business, whether it's for your home, whether it's for your sickness, whether it's for court, whether right now your nature's on vacation or you're trying to grow hair on your head or you have that gout, that arthritis, that rheumatism or diabetes. Right now, if you want to know how to dress around your own home with no one there but you and your prayers, if you have a situation to where you cannot hold on to money and it seems that prosperity is not in your light. If you have a problem with those that are looking for peace in your life and you don't see it coming, I'm going to ask you not to give up and to pray that problem away. Again, friends, telephone number, write it down. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own number. 404-212-2444. Now, friends, if the line is busy, just dial me right back. I'm here in the prayer office all day long. Again, write it down. That's 404-212-2444. You know, those of you that are bringing up children, friends, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's out of your sight, back down the road, you think about it, then it's already gone. My friends, good God. Again, telephone number, write it down. That's 404 2-1-2-2-4-4-4. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package. And I know, my friend, that you too can come through. That situation can be turned around. If you have just that faith, just that faith, just that faith, my friends, of a grain of mustard seed. Again, once again, our time is drawing down. That's 404-212-2444. This is Reverend Gregory right here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, not to give up. Asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there is no failure in God. May God bless you and keep you. Till we meet again, you pray with us, and we'll be praying with you.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory, which is due your name. Now, Father God, we come before you, God, asking you to forgive us for everything we said and did that was not pleasing in your sight. God, we don't want anything to hinder us from getting into your presence on this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will have thine own way. As we continue to decrease, oh God, we ask that you will increase within us. God, continue to fill us with your wisdom, knowledge, but most of all, understanding and revelation of your word. For Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you honor and we give you praise, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you would touch someone's body on this morning. Somebody's racking in pain, God. God, we know you as Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God that healeth thee. Father God, I pray that you would touch them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Let the healing anointing, oh God, captivate them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I even pray that, Lord God, you will strengthen the faith of your people. Father God, despite of what's going on in this world, God, we know that you are in complete control. You are the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And God, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, God. God, we thank you that we're blessed going out and we're blessed coming in the matchless name of Jesus. And God, we will be careful to give you all the glory. Oh, my God, and all the praise and honor, which is due your precious name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles on this morning, can you turn them to Luke, the 8th chapter and the 44th verse? That's Luke 8 and 44. And I will be reading from the New International Version. Luke 8 and 44. And it says, she came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic today is moved by faith. Moved by faith. Luke 8:44 describes a woman with a chronic bleeding condition approaching Jesus from behind a crowd to touch the hem of his garment. And this resulted in her immediate healing. This act highlights her desperate faith, as she was ceremonially unclean and healed instantly upon contact. So we see in Luke 8, the entire chapter of Luke 8, there were many sick people in the crowd on the day that the woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years was healed. You see, many people that needed healing, needed restoration or breakthroughs, bumped against Jesus, but nothing happened. You know the old shot. Listen to this. A lot of people needed healing, restoration, and breakthrough, bumped into Jesus, but nothing happened. What was different about this lady? She fought through her doubts. She fought through her disappointments. She fought through what looked like was a hopeless situation. And she touched Jesus with a spirit of expectancy, believing that healing was coming, knowing that things were about to change, declaring that favor was on the way. Come on here, somebody. So to dissect her situation, she took action. The woman came up behind him and touched the hem of his garment. Because in a situation, faith moves God. People of God, we have things going on, and you may have a situation going on, and you believe in God, but it takes action. Because in James 2 and 26, it says, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." You got to give God something to work with. I just can't say I believe God for this. I believe God for that. Faith is a word of action. You got to activate what you believe. You just can't sit on it. You got to move. Give God something to work with. And so while her faith was activated, the result was the bleeding instantaneously stopped and she was healed. So the result is when you believe God, you shift from hoping that God would do it to I know for certain God would do it. Come on here, somebody. Hope is to desire for something to happen. But activated faith is the spiritual substance of that desire. I'm no longer hoping because I have the faith to know that for certain God is going to do it. Because if he did it way back then, guess what, people of God? He is well and able, and he is the same God that's going to do it now. Somebody better hear what the Holy Spirit is saying on this morning. So the context of the whole situation is, this verse is part of a story of Jesus healing the woman with the issue of blood while on his way to heal Jairus' daughter. So in the midst of you believing God for something, guess what? Things are going to come by. Things are going to transpire. But still, I'm not going to allow it to shake my faith. I'm not going to allow it to distract me. Even in the midst of believing God, I'm going to have patience. I'm going to still focus on what God is going to do. My spirit of expectation is not going to ding down, but it's going to go up higher. Because I know Satan, this is just a distraction. But here, Jesus was on his way to heal Jairus' daughter. But in the midst of it, this woman touched the hem of his garment. So you can say this, there was a miracle in the midst of a miracle. Come on here, somebody. There was a miracle in the midst of a miracle. It didn't stop him. He continued to do what he needed to do. My God. So the significance, instead of becoming unclean by her touch, according to religious law, Jesus' holiness transferred to her, making her clean. See, you got to believe in action. You got to believe. Whatever you believe in God for, people of God, it's going to come to pass. Yeah, I can have people to touch and agree with me. They can pray all day long. But it's not going to happen until I believe for myself that God is going to do it. And see, that's where God wants his people today. No matter what goes on around us in this world, chaotic wars and the rumors of wars and everything that is going on now, God wants our focus to be strictly on him. Oh, come on here, somebody. We're not going to be moved by our condition. We are not going to be moved by what we see, but we're going to be moved by what we say. Come on here, somebody. Whether we're going to talk negative or positive, whatever you believe, that's what's going to happen. But on this day, God wants you to connect your faith with him and watch him turn your situation around. Good God Almighty. You see, God works where there's faith. The God we serve does not work in doubt. The God we serve does not move in doubt. When you doubt God, you don't even believe God. Come on here, somebody. When you read his word, what do you believe? Think about it. When God, the book, the Bible, is filled with God's promises and with the things he said that he would do for us, the word of God is filled with the character of God. Come on here, somebody. Do you believe he can heal you? Do you believe he can set you free? Do you believe that he can break the demonic chains off of your life? Do you believe that he can destroy generational curses? I am not what they label me to be. Come on here, somebody. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. You can have what you say. My God. He sees our needs. Yes, he does. But he's moved by our faith. So what activates the divine flow is when we believe that God can do what seems to be impossible. There is nothing too hard for God. People of God, I told somebody on last week, I say I am in this spiritual mode where I'm believing God for the impossible. I don't care what it looks like, what it feels like. I got this crazy faith. When I say it's going to happen, it's going to happen. That's where God is trying to get us. Whatever you think, whatever you speak, it's going to happen. Whether it's positive or negative. Because I remind God of his word. God, you said this. You said that. God wants us to come back and tell him. Oh, my God. So what activates the divine flow is when we believe that God can do what seems impossible. It's when we go around talking about how big our God is rather than about how big the problem is or how the odds are against us or what naysayers have said. You do not repeat the negative. I'm not going to say something negative, knowing that the words produce whatever I speak out of my mouth. It's going to manifest it. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to counteract. I'm going to speak positive things. Ooh, come on here, somebody. I serve a big God. I don't serve no little God. I walk in total wholeness, total freedom. Nothing bounds me down. Come on here, somebody. It was a process to get to the place that I am. That's why I'm to the point to where, hey, God, connect me with like-minded, spiritual, faith-walking people, kingdom-minded people, people that can help me to grow and not keep me down. That's the part that we have to tell God. God, that's where I need to be right now. That's where I want to be. So it's when you're believing that God is supernatural and never runs out of options. It's when you can truly say, God, I am activating my faith. believing that you're going to do exactly what you say. So the question is, here's the question. Are you brushing up against him with your needs, or are you touching him? Are you steady complaining? God, I need this, God this, God that. Or are you getting into the presence of God? Are you the Oshai? People of God, be like this lady. Touch him and watch him turn the whole situation around.